You can never, ever ask me to stop drinking. Do you understand?
I do. I really do.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin.
Role play level of concern. All right. We're all good over there.
What's going in there, man?
Well, it's a little bit of a crazy day around here. Let's put it that way. But anyway, it's all good, and we're professionals, and we're happy.
Technical issues, it's fine.
No, it's totally fine.
Oh, just Grappler and JP, try to find me a screenshot of Hayes looking back into the glass, because I know that is milliseconds from head explosion territory.
Yeah, there was. Admittedly, there was. Should we just admit what was going on? It's not actually
the end
of the world at all.
I could just jump in here.
Essentially,
this segment's been sponsored for several months. The sponsorship ran out as of the end of last week, and I failed to let Hayes know until 20 seconds into this
segment. That's all it was. So I was searching for it, and I'm like, I'm supposed to do a read here. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's all good.
You know what, though? That's a good quarterback right there. That's the anti-Zach Wilson taking that on himself.
Grappler knows what's up, on me as much as it's on him. Right, and Zach Wilson's out. Can you believe that? They're benching.
That good. Needed to happen.
Guy's a loser.
He is, and he's not that good. Like, let's get cut to the chase.
Like,
he looks terrible. He's not a good player. But you invested a lot. He's a second overall pick. It's like it's Sam Darnold 2.0. You're right back to where you were.
I don't think
what
he's
that
out,
could
out.
Do to your organization.
He could be.
But I mean, Sal was
Darnold
in a tough
into that guy.
Like, well, Sal was in a tough spot though, because you either ride with Zach Wilson, your defense hates you, and he's a defensive minded coach. At some point, he wasn't going to let that stand for his defense, especially when Wilson comes out and says, "No, that's not on me."
That didn't help.
Or you affect Zach Wilson's confidence by benching him. Like, he's not done with the Jets or anything, but this is going to be a big character test for him.
That's the thing.
Dan Orlovsky was on NFL Live, and he summed up beautifully.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It was so good.
The quarterback is supposed to put it all on him, and when they win, it's supposed to be about we. Mm-hmm. We were great. When they lose, I stunk. I could have done a better job. Even if it wasn't on you, because they get special treatment. They get they're treated differently, and it's like, that is no way to conduct yourself, and everyone will hate your guts. Confirm or deny, go ahead.
Yeah, role play level of concern. We just went through it for if you're Zach Wilson. I think it's
bordering on Nick
Cage.
But you know what makes it worse? When Justin Fields comes out the next day and takes it on himself,
right?
Like you should, that makes Zach Wilson look even worse.
Also, the Jets are playing the Bears.
Yes.
Awful defense. He'd probably put up numbers. Anyway, moving on. Role play level of concern. Oh, you are playing the role of Austin Matthews. What is your level of concern that the ownership of the Rocket Trophy, you've owned this for years, is in jeopardy this season?
This is a special elixir and a very sophisticated one, okay? This is 3 beers and 4 shots of chilled Grey Goose, because I might score 45. That's a casual afternoon after lunch.
That's mediocre concern.
And because I might be saying, maybe it's gone this year, but I don't care. You know why? Because I've got my focus in different things. I want to be a complete player, and I want to win. I'm done dummying the league and winning the Rocket Richard. Maybe I want to score 45 or 50, and the Maple Leafs advance in the playoffs. That's what I'm focused on. So I may have a shot of chilled Grey Goose and say au revoir for this year, but I'll be back in years to come, and I will do my damage come playoff time.
I like how you put a French tone on Rocket. Rocket Richard. The Rocket Richard trophy.
That was not by design, and that got away from me a little bit.
It's all good.
Thank you for noticing.
It's all good. All right, Kara, you are playing the role of Lionel Messi.
Okay.
Messi, what is your level of concern that this, your final World Cup, is going to be a disaster after you lost to Saudi Arabia?
I'm going to totally punt how to do this level of concern, but if I'm Lionel Messi, that's a glass of water for me. Wow. That's not concerned at all, right?
That's not even remotely
concerned.
That's
not even allowed.
Okay.
You got to go a six-pack on a patio.
No, it's a pine on the patio.
It's a pint.
Water.
Okay, fine. A pine on the patio, maybe with a chaser. He's the best player in the world. He is motivated. because this is his last shot at getting the World Cup trophy, the elusive World Cup trophy. We've seen so many teams get off to a bad start in this tournament so far, and you can blame it on where the tournament is in the schedule and the time differences and whatever you want. So many teams seem to be having a hard time getting their legs under them for the first match. Argentina's going to get better. He said it himself. We're not going to let the fans down. The team is going to rally around Messi. I don't know that they're going to win, but it's going to get a lot better. It's not going to be a tire fire for them.
Okay. All right. Listen, you lose to Saudi Arabia. That should be somewhat
concerning.
It's a
kick in the pants, but it'll be fine.
Okay. I am playing the role of the World Cup in general, FIFA. Who's the guy at the top? He keeps saying the dumbest things.
Is it Gianni?
Gianni Infantino or something like that. A guy, the dumbest
A PR nightmare.
Commentary, PR nightmare. I'm playing the role of him. What is my level of concern that a complete dark horse country is going to make the final? I'm actually going to take a page out of your book, Lionel Messi, because I think it's too early to get to that point. Yes, Saudi Arabia beat Argentina. Yes, Germany lost. There have been some surprising results, but Brazil still hasn't played yet. Mm-hmm. Portugal still hasn't played yet. England looked great. Spain looked great.
France was good.
France looked good. Exactly. Belgium did not look great, but they got a result. And I'm talking about international football and basically the powers of Europe or the powers of South America. Like
Hayes,
that.
You'll know the answer to this question, Hayes. And it's very simple. The World Series of Poker, who generally ends up at the final table?
Usually the best player. The best players get there every year, you know, generally speaking. And I think, listen, a dark horse is a good thing. I think you can sell a dark horse, and it's the World Cup. The ratings are there anyway. The buzz is there anyway. But the idea that we're 4 or 5 days into this tournament, and it's a lock that a team that, quote-unquote, shouldn't be there is going to get there, I'm not at that stage yet. I think you got to get through the group stage before you can even contemplate that idea.
If you're Gianni, you're almost excited about what's going on right now, because wouldn't you rather have a bunch of upsets and unbelievable matches early on to get the interest up, and then you know the big dogs are going to come out.
They're going to get it together.
It's like, better than teams just rolling right from the beginning.
You get to the round of 16. There's going to be 8 to 10 monsters still around, and very likely two of them are standing at the end. Very likely. All right, you are playing the role of the Edmonton Oilers. Role play level of concern. You are playing the role of the Edmonton Oilers. As of today, you're on the outside of the playoff picture looking in. What is your level of concern that that playoff spot you thought was a lock to start the year is actually not a sure thing?
I will tell you one thing, Mr. Hazy B. I was close to saying play it, but I'm not going to do it. But I am a solid 12-pack and 4 chasers, because year after year, I am dealing with the same nonsense with this team. It got Dave Tippett fired, and it's the same thing all the time. We've got to defend. We've got to be grittier. We've got to perform. We've got to get things done. Like, I understand Evander Kane's a hell of a player, and he's important, but you shouldn't be missing him that much when you have two of the best players in the world. But it comes back. And much like the Leafs, who I've seen a bit of a turn in the last 2 or 3 weeks where they're starting to play the right way, but it's almost like Edmonton, they're just going to go out there and do what they do and chew on that, because that's just the way it's going to be. Like, it's the old saying, it's like they're never going to learn. I mean, I obviously think they're going to pull out of it, but we're back here again having this conversation. Can't defend, back end no good, won't commit to defense. How many times have we done that in the last 6 years?
Well,
that fan base must be immensely annoyed having that combo, because I am.
Shaky goaltending again, right? Like, that's
dude, I thought my guy Jeff Skinner was going to be the guy, and he is proving to be a taller version of Jack Campbell in there right now.
Yes, it started very well for him, and Campbell's not even playing.
No.
Like, they're not even looking at him.
Well, he
as
got
the guy
hit in
that's going to play
the other night off the bench, didn't he?
Yeah, that
did he get over that,
is
or is
literally adding
injury to
insult?
He probably wants to turn
insult.
That into a concussion.
He's back, okay.
Yeah, he's playing. He's back, but he would prefer a long term IR.
Yeah.
I think he might
broken orbital bone.
Yeah.
I'm gone for 4 months.
See you guys, Kara. You're playing the role of Scotty Barnes.
Okay,
who we don't believe is playing tonight. We haven't seen anything official on that, but we don't think he's going. He's had injury issues. His numbers are a little bit down. What is your level of concern that the injuries and the inconsistent play is trending in a direction that will be labeled a sophomore slump season?
Ooh. I'd say a 6-pack of beer. I'm not overly concerned about it. I mean, I've thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
He had a heck of a game against Atlanta. What did he put up, 28 points?
Huge numbers. Almost a triple-double.
You know, Sam made a lot of good points about the condition of the team and how they've gotten ready for the season with so many injuries. I think he's just had some bad injury luck. We're only a handful of games into the season right now. I think Scotty's still Scotty, and I think he's going to be just fine.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the expectations were so high because of what he did last year. You win Rookie of the Year. We were joking about this a few weeks ago. He's on every commercial. Everywhere. He's the poster boy in Toronto now.
Now that you said that, I know of the place that I saw on the Queensway that should be endorsing him. It's called Scotty Bond Caribbean Grill. Scotty Bonds. Shouldn't Scotty Bonds hire Scotty Barnes to be their ambassador?
That would be good. But he's getting Subway money, man. You can't compete with Subway money. You know, he's not going to give up that for some place on the Queensway. But listen.
Bowlway.
He loves it. You're right. In Atlanta, he was outstanding.
Yeah.
But it just seems to be he was injured coming into camp. He's been banged up at times. He finished his season a little bit banged up. The expectations are probably a little bit too high to begin with. And as a result, maybe it's unfair to him that it would be easier to label it a sophomore slump. Well, maybe it's not. It's just natural transition as a young player in the NBA. And he's not alone. Because of how many other guys are injured around him, he's not getting the same insulation he got last
year. That's the thing. You can't really put too much on Scotty at this point. Once they all start to get healthy and we start to see them gel and roll a little bit more, he's already shown, like, I mean, yeah, he had a disappointing start to the season, but we've seen flashes of Scotty.
Yes, for sure. And Sam's right. I think anyone that follows the NBA has to be perplexed by the amount of injuries and the amount of times guys are just out for days and weeks and games. And it's a different sport, but they're all athletes. I look at the way Mark Giordano's approaching his day-to-day activity. Did you see Sheldon Keefe's comments yesterday where I guess they keep going to him saying, do you want a break? And he said, do not give me a break.
No, he wants more.
Because if this is what I do to play, I need to practice. I need to play. I need to stretch. I need to be in the gym. Like mentally, if you start taking time off, I think it can affect you physically. And I think
you got to weigh a bunch of different things. It's like, it's great you want to be like that. You're competitive and you want to be a difference maker. You also have to factor in if you can do it. Can you put them out there and play those minutes for a short duration of time, whether it be 2 or 3 weeks? And that's what you got to figure out.
Yeah.
Because it's better than somebody saying, oh, man, I got to play more. Oh, no.
But that's it, exactly. I'd rather have a guy that you can't get out of the gym, that you can't get off the ice or off the floor, and that wants to play and doesn't want to slow down. And I think he's afraid of slowing down. Because you slow down at 39, the wheels can fall off.
Yes.
Like, that's the difference.
It is easier to pull someone back than push them forward.
Exactly. If you allow yourself to stop, then who knows if you get the engines going again.
We all know. We're all getting older. We know it's a fine line between, keeping the motor running and the motor just stopping on you.
Yeah, the motor can be parked. And when it gets parked, you're in big trouble.
Tough to get back up again.
I'm a perfect example of that. Like, I don't even look at a gym. I don't. Exercise. I got to start exercising. I have to start doing something.
Listen, I don't want to call you out.
In theory.
We used to go to the gym together.
Yeah,
I have never seen someone with a worse gym routine than
it's
you.
It's awful, isn't it?
You are lap guy.
I walked around.
It is literally lap guy. We would be like, okay.
Shoot hoops and then.
No, not even. It would be like, let's meet in cardio. We'll hit the treadmill for a few minutes, and you do like a slow walk. He's got the slow burn with no incline. And then he's like, I'm going to go hit some weights. And he bails off the cardio as I'm just getting into like a stride.
Right.
And I'm watching him from the second floor down, and he's just doing laps.
I love a lap.
I don't actually see him walk up to any machine.
Douglas, and he goes and shoots hoops by himself.
Right.
But what I'm going to start doing, this is what you got to start doing here.
Grab a smoothie on the way out, too.
Yes. I love a smoothie.
You got to do that.
So do you. What you got to do is, as soon as your kids are at school, it's wintertime, we're not golfing, put your snow pants back on, because we know you got them, and go for an hour stroll, man. I'm telling you, it sounds goofy and it sounds old. Get your running shoes on and your snow pants and go for an hour walk. And you'll get home, you'll be sweating, and you'll feel good about yourself.
All right.
Walking is better cardio than just about anything else.
It is the oldest thing you can do.
Yeah, go for an hour walk. Mm-hmm. I think about it every day. Me and my wife are up at 5:30 in the morning. She leaves for work at 6:30. As soon as she leaves, I'm like, I could go and get my walk done right now. And I'll be home at 7:30 a.m. and the whole day's in front of me.
Yep.
Guess what I don't do? I don't do it.
No, of course not.
It's hard when it's cold outside, though.
That's the problem.
I'm a big walker
grind.
In the summer, but ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, I do have a... I got a good routine at the gym. I got to bring that back.